Over, CBA Mobile.
KB4CBA, W4DJW. Good morning, David.
Good morning, David. What are you up to this morning?
I just got back from doing my civic duty. I just voted. How about you? Have you voted yet today?
I have not. I am headed out to play some tennis right now. I was thinking about, you know, going by there after I finish.
Well, they said there was a good turnout today, so that's a good thing. That's more the better, right?
More the merrier. My wife got up, I think, at 7 o'clock or 7:30 and voted. She said there wasn't hardly anybody there, but I'm sure it's picked up since then.
Well, there's a little bit of a line when we went, but it wasn't bad at all. He said the guy that's out in the parking lot said it's been steady flow of people going this morning. So that's good news.
That is. Well, what else do you have planned for the day?
I don't know. I got some programming stuff that I need to do. I got some stocks. I got to jiggle around, figure out what I'm going to do with what's remaining of a big sell-off where I sold a bunch of stocks. I don't know. And then there's taking it easy, too. Right? Might just take it easy. You can do that when you're retired, you know.
The good thing about being retired, you can just do nothing and not feel guilty about it. me. And sometimes I do that, so... But anyway, I don't know. It seems like eventually my wife finds something for me to do.
If you're not running FT8 or FT4 on ham radio?
No, or sideband or whatever. So, yep, I tell you. I was telling somebody the other night I was on, I think it was Monday of this week, Monday evening or Sunday evening, I can't remember, and I was on 17 meters, and boy, I tell you, I made contacts in Japan, in Russia, China. It was just, there was people all over the place.
Was that at Gray Line? That's I used to get up and catch Gray Line before I went off to work, just for that reason, because in Gray Line you get people from all over the world, and then when the Gray Line was gone, so were all the people.
I'm not sure what Gray Line is. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, there's when the sun is coming up over the horizon, the sun's not all the way up, it's coming up, the horizon starts getting lighter colored, and it happens along a curve that goes, because the earth is tilted, the earth isn't standing straight up, and it's in varying degrees of tilt throughout the year, and when the sun starts to shine, but it's still dark, right, you know, you get, they call that blue light, when the light is all blue, radio waves, propagation for radio waves in that band between that point where the sun just first starts peeking over the horizon, or just a little bit before that, because even before the sun comes over the horizon, light is coming over the horizon, and what are radio waves, but they're the same thing as light, but in a different frequency range. So when that starts coming over, then radio propagation goes really, really far. So if you're in Gray Line over here, and Gray Line's not a vertical line that goes up and down the earth, it goes across the earth at an angle because of the tilt of the earth. So when you're in Gray Line and somebody on the other side of the world is on Gray Line, either in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere, you can communicate with them really easy, a whole lot easier than when the sun is all the way up, right? When the sun comes up over the horizon, you can actually see the sun. You're no longer in Gray Line. And they're no longer in Gray Line, the people on the opposite side of the earth, because for them, if the sun's going out, for you, the sun's coming up, or vice versa. You get Gray Line in the morning, and you get Gray Line when the sun is going down. And when Gray Line is happening, radio propagation is at its peak.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because I don't remember reading about that in any of the test manuals or anything, but I've read so much, I could have forgotten it. Well, I'm going by Pebble Creek Baptist Church, and there's people lined out the door there to vote, and but anyway, I don't know what their setup looks like inside. But anyway, I'm headed over to Northside Park on the East Darby Road.
I got where we went. Well, when we got there, it wasn't lined up out the door. It was probably halfway to the door from the inside. But by the time we left, it was lined up all the way to the door. So I guess, and he said it's been just a steady flow. It's not, you know, backed up all, like last time we went to vote in the general election, it was backed up and wrapped all the way around the building. We were probably out there a couple hours easy. But not this time. Walked in, there was about five people in front of us, five couples in front of us. And so we didn't even have to wait 10 minutes and we were out of there.
We voted the elementary school, and it's where it intersects dead ends into, I can't think of the name of the other road, but anyway, it's not far from the house and at all, and it's a little tricky getting in and out of there. Sometimes it can get a little crowded car wise, but other than that, it's you know, they've got a nice setup there.
Well, we were at the end of St. Mark's Road where it runs into 290. That's where we vote, and they're expanding 290. They're widening it, and they've got the road torn up multiple places all up and down through there. And I guess they're going to widen St. Mark's Road where it comes into 290. I mean, you know, they've got to do that, too. They can't just leave little tiny roads. They have to, you know, add, like, turning lanes and all that stuff to it. So there's a lot of construction around that church where St. Mark's Road runs into 290. So we had some maneuvering to do, driving over metal plates and all that kind of stuff. Driving around there is really slow go, so, because you could tear your tires up if you're not careful.
Just a few weeks back, they had St. Mark's closed for about a week or so there at Wade Hampton, because I remember seeing the, you know, the signs, and but I guess, you know, it's open back up now, but and I don't know exactly what they were doing, but it's kind of pipe or something. But anyway, well, maybe they'll get done one of these years.
Well, you know, that's going to be a big project. That's going to be a little bit like when they expanded Woodruff Road. I don't know if you remember. I remember 25 years ago, I used to go back and forth to Michelin every day from Greer, from Traveler's Rest at one point in time, and then I moved to Greer. And from Greer to Donaldson Center. And I went across Woodruff Road that whole time for 18 years going to work. And it was always a two-lane road no matter where I crossed it. Not anymore. It totally changed over there. I think that's going to happen over here.
Before CBA Mobile. Yeah, it's kind of happening everywhere, and just about it anyway, on the, all the busy roads anyway. And what tickles me is these roads, like Verde, they put in all the traffic circles, and people don't know how to use them. It gets really confusing for some people.
Hey, recognizing Leroy. Good morning, Leroy. Yeah, I've heard people talking about traffic circles here, but I haven't run across any. When I lived over in Europe, that's all they have. Everywhere you go, there's traffic circles. And you have to worry, you know, it's enough when to merge. You have to get in the inner circle while you're going around, and then you have to merge to the outer circle. So you have to do two merges when you're getting on. You got to merge to the inner circle, unless you're taking the first exit. And then you have to merge again to get to the outer circle, to get off of the traffic circle. That's a whole lot more work than just turning left or just turning right.
Yes, the other gentleman, go ahead.
Morning, Dave. Yeah, those traffic circles can be a mess here in the States. The people here don't really know how to use. Europe's been using them for forever, so they're familiar with them. But here in the States, they get dangerous. But as far as 290, I'm not sure where they're planning on widening it at, if they're going to widen it, because they've about put themselves out of room to widen the roadway.
W4DJW. Well, you can see, if you go between where is it, where Rutherford crosses, and all the way up past around where the school place, the bus yard place is, you can see they're plowing the road, another road as wide as 290, as far away from 290 as 290 is wide, up and down through there. So you can tell they've been doing work way on up as you go past the school bus place. They've been doing work up there. So I don't know how soon they're going to do that. Maybe when they put in that intersection at Rutherford Road, they put that intersection in long before they widened the two roads that are coming across 290. So I don't know. Maybe they're preparing the intersections before they put the road in. W4DJW.
Let me jump back here. I heard they've been getting vaccinated and
that's New York period. Because they're working right there.
It is 10 o'clock. I'm supposed to be out in the court. Yeah,
I don't
get that. 73 KB4CBA.
St. Market 290, but as far as putting in a four lane or even a three lane, that might be tough to go.
Well, that's the first double I ever heard where I could hear both of you clearly. I could hear you both talking clearly. David's getting off. It's time for him to go into tennis. So, David, enjoy your tennis match. I hope you win. Don't break anything. And, Leroy, I didn't get all of what you were saying, but so go ahead and repeat yours. But David did sign off, W4DJW.
Have a good day. Enjoy your match. Now, it looks like they're planning on expanding out St. Mark and 290's intersection there a little bit. And I know that's been kind of a slow go up St. Mark here recently. And as far as the bus yard, they've been catching it trying to get buses in and out here recently, because that's where I work in the afternoons on a couple days a week. But I don't know how they're planning on doing it. As far as the right there before the schoolyard, I think that's just for the pipeline. They've been cutting that big of a swath in the earth to prepare that pipeline to go in, because it's all the way up 290 is about the same distance on both sides of the road.
What is that pipeline for? Is that like a sewer line, or is that a water line, or is that electricity? What is that?
That's a line.
Okay. Well, maybe they're doing that prep work. They've got a lot of prep work to do, but I know if you go on up past this, up toward Highway 25, you see there's a lot of places up there they're working on 290 as well. So I think this is, you know, preliminary work before they actually commit to widening it.
But if you notice, they're doing right there before the bus enter, they're building that gas line, and it looks like it's going to cross right before the driveway of the bus enter to the opposite side of the road, go up for a little ways. And they've got it set up to where it looks like it crosses back and forth a few times going up 290.
I don't get up through there very often. But I did look at it in my rearview mirror when we turned to get, we come out of McElhaney, I guess that is. Yeah, I think that's McElhaney. And then turned and went down towards St. Mark's. McElhaney at the Sphinx Station and whatever that other one is across the street. I think it's a Shell now. It's been several different kinds of stations. But we turned left there and went down to 290, I mean to St. Mark's. And I looked in the rearview mirror to see if I could see what was going on there, because, you know, that's where the road curves around right there, where the bus shop is.
In St. Mark, unfortunately put it underneath the road right there at St. Martin. They got it all cut up. And like you said a minute ago, they got the steel plates all up and down St. Martin. But I don't know. We'll see what happens here in a little bit, I guess. Hopefully it'll be done next year or 10 or 20.
Exactly. You got to go slow when you go down through there, too, because they've got corners of those metal plates that are sticking up in the air. And if you hit that corner with your tire very hard, you know, you could lose an expensive tire that way.
Did they send you a pass in the mail to be able to travel up and down St. Mark? They talked about doing that to some of the residents up that way, to kind of like a school tag pass to put, hang on your beard to allow you to travel on the St. Mark area when they finally close it down.
No, I don't. I don't live over there, and I don't go over there much. And when I got on it this morning, it was just to get to that church right there at 290 in St. Mark's to vote. And they weren't requiring anything right there. But they did have people out there that were working and people that were directing traffic. And I guess because they know there were, I mean, the parking lot had a lot of cars in it. So I guess they knew there's going to be a lot of traffic through there. So you can't stop people from voting, right?
I know at one point when they finally shut it down, when they did a complete shutdown between St. Mark and Wade Hampton, they were requiring the tag passes to, if you lived up in that area, to get through, because they were just closing it to local traffic. Anyways, I'm going to let you go, Dave. I'm where I need to be for now, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, 5WLL, clear on your final.
All right, Leroy, good hearing from you this morning. Take care, enjoy it. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. K5WLL, W4DJW, clear.
I4DDG, radio check.